Welcome to another episode, the first episode, actually, of the Mighty Mike Show. I have been on a journey of real estate for some time, and I've built multiple six-figure companies, and things are going really well. However, I have neglected my health. I have gained nearly 200 pounds, and you know, sitting at about 475, I lost about 100 pounds about a year ago, got down to about 375, and then I gained back to about 437.2. What I decided to do here on the podcast platform is to share my journey. I'm dealing with a couple different things that I think would be interesting for people to hear about. I've gotten a lot of people reach out to me and say, hey, are you okay? I haven't seen you on social media. And the reason for that is I've decided to take 2023 off of social media. I will publish here on the podcast platform for those loyal friends of mine that just want to hear what's going on. The last week, I have been doing something. I've been watching a lot of videos so far this year about how to be healthy and to have balance and how to just mentally live a good life. And for this first episode, what I wanted to say is more like a journal. I might regret this later, okay? But I realized that I can't bring myself to journal every single day. I get so caught up in different things that I'm doing, which is how I've been successful, being so focused on one thing. The hours will go by and I won't even realize, you know, how much time has gone by. So I have to be more aware. So what I've been doing is Andrew Huberman, Jocko Willink. These are a couple of the people I've listened to a lot of content in regards to, with Andrew Huberman specifically, is the science behind how we lose weight. Like, how do we burn calories, and how do we also restrict calories in a way that will allow us to burn fat instead of just muscle, right? So that was always one of my concerns, is like, if I lose weight, I'll lose all my muscle, you know, and I pride myself in being a very strong individual, hence the mighty, right? Okay. It's kind of just, So anyway, so one of the things I learned first, and I'm going to kind of break this down, is your daily schedule, like having a schedule that you know you can keep to. When I planned things out the first time, I thought, oh man, I'm just going to crush it. I'm going to go through and I'm just going to every single day do like these 100 things, all the right things I'm supposed to do, I'm going to do today. And it just doesn't work out. Like, you know, there's a book called The Compound Effect that really helped me understand that I need to build on, right? So create a habit, make it a habit by doing it for, you know, there's differing opinions on how long it takes to create a habit, but obviously weeks and weeks, you know, do it for 3, 4, 5 weeks, it's going to be a habit, and then add on another habit. So, and I guess that's kind of the theme for this whole journey that I'm on, is creating a hypothesis for what may be true and then disproving it, trying to prove, is this really what's going to work for me or isn't it? And that has actually been, you know, because I'm a science major, you know, I went to started going to nursing school before I started my first business. I realized that I could not possibly earn as a nurse what I could earn in having my own company. I dropped out of nursing school. And now a couple of the things, I mean, there's so many different things. I'm just talking off the cuff here, but the huge list of things that I could mention, but one of which is to wake up first thing in the morning before your brain even truly starts turning. Whatever time you want to wake up, by the way, he says, you know, Andrew Huberman says, waking up with the sun is good. Waking up early is fine, but you need to get sunlight early in the day. It's one of his big things, and he has a scientific reason for it. You can look him up and get into that, but it made a lot of sense the way he explained it. And then get physical right away. I guess when you're asleep, you know, what makes you wake up fully is cortisol Once you get that sunlight, cortisol goes through your blood. It's a hormone that goes through your blood and makes your body warm up. And when your body warms up, it feels fully awake. And then if you do that enough, you get like this circadian rhythm that happens where you all of a sudden want to be active. And so I was like, okay, I can do this. And because sleep is so important, if you go to sleep too late and then you have an alarm set and you wake up early, you're immediately killing your sleep. So what I decided to do is wake up whenever I wake up, because I have that luxury right now. Wake up whenever I decide to wake up. When ideally the sun, it's been turning out to be around 6 or 7 in the morning. And then immediately putting my shoes on and going for a walk. You know, I'll go to the bathroom, you know, brush my teeth. That's something I heard from, I think, in the Compound Effect. It was, Miracle Morning. He said that brushing your teeth, you know, first thing in the morning, it helps wake you up, which I never considered, but it actually does. You can wash your face, but brushing your teeth is a big one. So I brush teeth and then I put my shoes on and I start walking. And I got the new Apple Watch, the Ultra, and it allows me to, with one button, you know, track my walking. You know, I programmed it and track my walk. And my walk is about 2.5 miles. And at the end of the walk, I'm spent. It's funny because my legs and my legs are okay. I mean, I can feel that they're tired, but it's actually like the small of my back, the middle of, or, you know, my lower back. It's just the weight from my stomach, you know, having a big tummy, you know, and I debated for a while whether I wanted to talk about this stuff, but you know what? This is more, you know, I hope it helps some people. But I think that there's so much confusion around health, being healthy and weight loss and different, everyone's trying to make money on it, you know, and, it's very difficult to find out what's right for you. You know, and for most people, even people who are well-meaning, they'll say the same thing. Well, you know, you got to find out what's right for you. Well, if I tell you what's right for me and you try it and you be like a scientist of your own body and you test things out and it works for you, well, then keep doing that one thing. You know, you may try something that works for me that doesn't work for you, and then you just don't do that thing again. It just didn't work for you. So sometimes you might try it for like a week, give it a week to see if whatever habit it is, it feels like it's helping you, right? For me, waking up early and walking, you know, it makes me feel tired in the morning, but it's the, like, you know, exhausted, like my body and stuff. But after sitting around resting for, you know, 20, 30 minutes, I feel okay again. And then I can go throughout my day. But the one thing I want to say is like, the whole point of this is to, I'm taking it from a few different sources. Like one, I had a personal trainer one time that said you need to be in fasted cardio. And Andrew Huberman confirmed this with another video I watched where he said that when you go walk first thing in the morning, you get all the adenosine out of your blood. So before you drink any caffeine or anything, just drink some water and then go on your walk. And when you get back, the adenosine that's in your blood and the cortisol and everything has run its course through your blood. So if you do drink caffeine after that, you won't have a crash later in the morning, later in the afternoon, because the adenosine isn't hanging out in your blood, because caffeine suppresses the adenosine and it keeps it in your bloodstream where you don't actually process it. So the second part of that is that when you go on your walk, you go through all of your stored glucose, all of the stored energy that you have that allows you to go from meal to meal, right? So it's called glycogen. And there's some in your liver, and glycogen gets completely processed and used during your exercise in the morning. So doing fasted cardio, you know, where you go for like 45 minutes to an hour, will immediately set you on the right path for the rest of the day. You got sunlight from walking outside. You got like so many good things right away. So if I just start my day with that, I am like 80% of the way there, okay? A couple other tips I'll share, and each day I'll just kind of share some of what's going on, but I want to keep these episodes somewhat short, you know, is that I don't eat until 2 p.m. You know, at first I was eating around 11 or 12 because I would get so hungry, and then I watched a video that talked about how, you know, if you feel super hungry, there's things you can do. Like there are zero calorie things. This guy who's a bodybuilder, he would go through fasting. And he said that, I can't remember his name, sorry, but he said that his, that he would take Jell-O, their sugar-free Jell-O. And he's like, you could eat like a pretty good sized bowl of Jell-O and have it like less than 18 calories or something crazy like that. So, and that's what I've been doing. If I feel crazy, crazy hungry, that sugar-free Jell-O is like my, my go-to. And, you know, I'm not a nutrition, you know, disclaimer, I'm not a nutritionist or anything. I'm just telling you what is working for me. So last week I was 437.2, and this morning I weighed in at 424.4. So yeah, that's over 10 pounds lost. What is that, 13 pounds lost, something like that. So in just 1 week, you know, and some of that could be water weight and stuff like that too, but eating Jell-O until 2 p.m. and then all I'm eating is this one guy. Okay, this is, I'm trying to tell you where I got it from so you guys can kind of understand. But this guy did a 30-day fast. And before his fast, his doctor recommended that he do like a 7-day carrot juicing. So he would basically create a carrot juice. And it's so easy to make. You know, 250 milligrams is what I have weighed out of carrots. And I put them in a blender and I use coconut water, which does come out to about 60 calories, which is okay, right? Because it's a part of my eating once I break my fast. And then freshly squeezed orange juice, and I'll do 2 oranges, and I'll just squeeze them and get as much of the pulp as I can in there. And that's it. Some ginger root, if you want to put ginger root in there for health purposes, you could do that. But basically, you have this thing every day to break your fast. And what it does is it's the fiber. It's what helps keep you regular, right? And then I'll have chicken, baked chicken. Now, the goal here for me, and I know everybody's different, but the goal here at first was just to eat things, and I want them to not taste good. That was my first thing. Was like, I'm not eating for pleasure. I'm eating to survive. Otherwise, I just wouldn't eat so I could lose weight, right? But you can't do that. Like, if you just don't eat, I mean, you can fast, but if you just don't eat for a long time, like, it has other health effects that I just didn't want, you know, major muscle deterioration, which I will have some of that. You know, there is some skeletal muscle that's actually in fat and surrounding fat. So when you lose some fat, when you lose a massive amount of fat, you do lose muscle. And I'm okay with that. You know, I want to be healthy. So my body scan says that I have 280 pounds of muscle and I need to lose 178 pounds of adipose tissue, which is fat, right? So Jell-O, right, to get me by, and water, lots of water, 0-calorie Gatorades, right, for electrolytes when you're fasting. So all the way until 2 p.m., and then at 2, and Andrew Huberman said 2 p.m., this was advice he gave to a friend to lose weight, and he said his friend lost weight. Just get after it first thing in the morning, get some exercise, and then don't eat till 2 p.m. And that's pretty much what I'm doing. That is what I'm doing, actually. And then what I'll do is I'll eat some chicken, like 8 ounces of chicken. And then for dinner, I will have either another 8 ounces of chicken or some steak, 8 ounces of steak. And then some type of a vegetable. So the second half of the 250 milligrams of carrots has been happening because I could not eat that much, drink that much of the juice all in one sitting because it's, you know, the carrots are all ground up, but they're still kind of hard to swallow. If this sounds terrible, you know, I get it, but it's actually not. It's actually just a process. You go through it just like exercise. You just go through it. You know, if I end up eating about 600, 700 calories on the day, and I did an in-body scan at one of these there's a place called Nine Rounds that will do an in-body scan for you for like $25 or something, and you put your hands on it, and it scans your whole body, and it tells you all these numbers. That's how you know how much, you know, fat you have and lean body mass and stuff, and what it said is that I burn 2,400 calories a day just sitting still. So I thought, okay, if I'm burning 2,400 calories just sitting still, and I could go burn because your watch will tell you roughly how much calories you burn because you put your height and your weight and stuff in there. And it says I'm burning about 600 calories there. So if I'm burning about 600 calories by walking, I have my standing desk, maybe a couple hundred calories a day, maybe more. But I'm just estimating about an extra 1,000 calories in exercise. Plus my 2,400 calories, that puts me at about 3,400 calories total. Okay, why do I tell you all this? Because a pound of fat weighs 3,000 calories. It's 3,000 calories. So if you take 1 pound of fat, if you can burn 3,000 calories over the course of a week, it comes out to about 1 pound that you would lose. So my goal every day is to do that every single day. And that's it's been proven to be true so far, but I just really started doing this seriously last week, right? So a lot of it could be water weight. I would not doubt it at all. But expecting to lose 5 pounds a week is kind of my goal. So if there's 2 days where it's almost a pound a day, you know what I mean, like 0.8 or whatever, then I think it would make a lot of sense. So that's kind of where I'm at so far. That's the gist of where I'm at. I'm also keeping myself very busy. My children come with me for 3 months, and then they go back to their mothers for 3 months. So I just spent the last 3 months just having a blast with them here at the house. I bought a house here in New Mexico, Edgewood, New Mexico, and near my sister. And I just kind of got away from the big city and stuff, and it's been amazing. I bought a Harley, been riding that thing around. It's kind of one of my rules. If I don't walk, I don't ride the Harley. Like, you know, I don't deserve to ride the beast if I don't put in the work to improve myself. On the business front, I am starting an Amazon FBA store with my son, Skyler. He's, he just turned 13 years old, and he wants to start a business. So I think that's a perfect type of business to start with him. I've never done it because I don't start any new businesses that create a new job for me. You know, I've done it a couple times out of curiosity. Like I applied for some of these funding accounts for stock trading, and I started doing that, and I was making a couple $1,000 a day. One day I made like $7,000. When I was learning, though, I lost like $6,000 in one day. Another day I lost like $2,000. So it was like up and down. But overall, I was making on average about $2,000 a day, $3,000. And but it was stressful, and it was a job. I was doing it every single day. And so I decided to stop doing that. And then I just kept doing the portion of it that was passive, which is swing trading. So it's semi-passive. You know, I'll buy a stock and just sit on it for a few days and then check it, you know, and then sell it. And then you win some, you lose some. But if you can win at least 2 to every 1 that you lose, 2-to-1 ratio, you're going to do really well. So, you know, and then you just manage your amount that you've invested, and that's pretty simple there. So that's kind of on the business front, starting an FBA store. I've decided, because of my website company, to learn coding. This is more of the intellectual growth that I'm looking at. There's multiple other reasons too. Like, I'm just fascinated with the ability to create software, create products using this open AI that's now come out. There's so many business opportunities, and so I'm fascinated by everything automation. And so that's kind of what I'm working on while I'm on this weight loss journey. I fully plan in 2024 to launch a new YouTube channel all around business and health and stuff like that. So and go on the circuit again and be on podcasts and have people on my show and stuff. So, but in the meantime, this audio version is going to be the easiest way for me to stay connected with you guys. So if you haven't already, subscribe to the show here on Anchor. And I believe Anchor allows you to ask questions, which is pretty cool. So leave your question. And if this is your first time hearing about me, you can definitely go to YouTube, go to Mighty Mike Reed, R-E-I-D, and check out my channel over there. I talk about all things real estate there. And I love real estate, and I continue to invest in multifamily real estate, but I'm not active as a real estate agent any longer. So again, I'm not looking for another job. Although very, very, there's so many opportunities, you guys, out there to make money. There's so many different things you can do. And that's where my mind has been the last 10, 15 years, really highly focused on earning money. And I've done a well enough job that now I can kind of semi-retire, but I don't want to, right? So I'm just going to focus on my health and continue to learn. And I'm looking forward to a great rest of this year with many great experiences, with many new people. Also on a spiritual journey. And if anyone has any questions, feel free to reach out, okay? Thank you so much. And until next time, live mighty.